In having participated in a lot of these generation development projects and having worked with generators, it seemed to me that transmission and interconnection gets short shrift. Now, I know that it's something that's on every checklist, every development project focuses on that, but the perception I've drawn lately is that the investors and the project sponsors kind of in a silo think about how much it's going to cost to bring their plant to market and how long it's going to take. And they don't really factor in the very real possibility that getting interconnected and ensuring that there's available transmission capacity where they want to interconnect is going to be there. And they find that they're caught in a study process that takes a lot longer than they had allowed for in their project milestones, or that the host utility or the ISO or the RTO, or excuse me, ITO, has decided that they just can't interconnect at that point, and they're going to have to move their plant down the road. So the idea is to try and focus on some of these issues as drawing attention to the broader consideration of just thinking about transmission in a more evolutionary, interactive type way than I think a lot of generation developers do. So with that in mind, I thought I would first lay out what are the various aspects of transmission and interconnection that project developers have to confront. Well, the first and most obvious one is there a transmission network close enough to where I want to build that's got not only just lines running down the road, but available transmission capacity and available infrastructure on which I can get my power to market?